The 17th characteristic is that truth is detached.
Truth itself is detached from worldly affairs because truth doesn't have any dependency on worldly affairs. The degree of truth that is exhibited by worldly affairs known. That's what this book does, for instance. But there's no involvement. In other words, you don't hear me saying I want to save the world or say, you know, bring about global anything. You remember Ramana Maharshi said? He says, surrender the world to God. Give up your egoistic intentions for what you perceive, because what you perceive doesn't even exist. That's only your perception. What you see as disaster is somebody else's salvation, for God's sake. So if you want to turn this world into a nirvana, it would lose its purpose. You would then have to create a whole other planet where evolving souls can come on, where there's a whole mixture of options, both positive and negative, so they can undo their negative karma and gain positive karma. So if you turn this into a celestial realm, there wouldn't be any reason for a celestial realm. It would be the celestial realm. Okay. So if you envision that the purpose of this world is for the evolution of consciousness, then it's a perfect world. This world is perfect just the way it is. There's nothing to improve. If people didn't hit bottom, they wouldn't turn around, would they? Mm-hmm. So you're going to deprive them of the opportunity of hitting bottom? So my understanding of the intention of human life is it's the maximum opportunity for karmic gain. The Buddha said, rare it is to be born a human. Extremely rare to be born a human. The gift, the karmic gift of having earned to become born a human. So why would we want to negate the gift of being born a human? On the other hand, it has a downside. So as to avoid the karmic necessity to be returned to human life, because human life inherently also leads to poverty, sickness, old age, and death. Grief and loss, Mm-hmm. But human life, you learn that, so you keep coming back until you stop being attached to human life.
Now, the 18th characteristic of truth being that it is benign.
Yes, it's benign, because truth is identifiable along a whole calibrated level, and its opposite doesn't exist unless you demonize it. So people who are fighting the absence of truth by personalizing it as the devil or evil or something, then you got what current terrorism is about. Current terrorism is, you know, war against the enemies. The enemies. How can they be the enemy of God? How can you be the enemy of the sky? That which prevails beyond all time, space, locality, and is nonlinear is not vulnerable to anything. How could it have an enemy? Does the sky have an enemy? Tell me, who's the enemy? Sunlight? So, truth has no enemies.
Now, the 19th characteristic of truth is that it's non-intentional.
Yes. Truth does not intervene. It doesn't have any... It's not trying to promulgate or promote anything. Spiritual integrity is invitational but not promotional. We tell you how it is, how it was, and how it is now. Those are famous words. And if you wish to join us, you will be welcome with open arms. But we have nothing to gain by promoting your participation or your belief in our system, see? Nothing to promote or nothing to gain, because now you've compromised yourself. So truth does not compromise itself or make itself conditional. It doesn't have anything to peddle or sell. It has nothing to gain. Yeah?
Right.
Not interested in power over others.